Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. The Weekly Wrap on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, it is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. We'll take a look at the most talked about local headline of the week, and that's to do with unsold units at the residences at W Singapore Sentosa Cove, up for sale at more than 40% off their initial 2010 launch price. Now, Cityview Place Holdings, which owns 203 units at the development, will be releasing 58 units for sale on April the 15th. Prices starting from $1,648 per square foot. Will this result in more rapid sales of those vacant units? We're going to discuss that and more with Nicholas Mark, Chief Research Officer at Mogul.sg. Nicholas, good to have you on again. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How's things at your side?
Not too bad. When I saw this news, I started calculating what's my bank loan eligibility. And I tell you what, a lot of people did the same as well. And I think those in a particular age group suddenly find themselves able to get this dream, you know, of staying in Sentosa Cove. But to double back, when the news first came out, did it surprise you?
Well, yes and no. Well, yes, because I didn't expect the developer, or rather the institution that owns this, all the remaining units, to sell at that price. And no, because prices in Sentosa Cove has been cooling for a while now. It hits the peak in 2010, then it went downhill, and it picked up again in 2022, during the COVID period. Yeah. But it has since cooled off a bit too.
I'm wondering, Nicholas, as someone who is such an expert in this area, once the news came out, what were some of the first questions you were asked? I mean, I feel it's natural for Singaporeans to think something went wrong here. That's why they're slashing prices. It's too good to be true.
Well, there's a few possible reasons. Firstly, the units were sold into a rather complex special purpose vehicle where the institutional investors could buy into the future cash flow from the rental income. Now, some of these instruments or special purpose vehicle, they have a finite lifespan. So after a certain number of years, they need to be liquidated and the money returned to the investors. So that could be one reason, although I think I have not seen in the media what was some of the reasons given. And the other thing is that if they have to sell the units fairly quickly, they may just go at the current price. And actually, this 40% drop, there has been a transaction of a unit at the residence at W at 40% lower than what the owner bought it for. It was sold in September last year at 1,747 per square feet, which is pretty close to what the owners of the remaining units are selling.
Okay. I'm curious, what are other developers thinking right now? Other perhaps condo owners who bought condominiums during the pandemic? And I'm thinking about a particular group in Pasir Ris who go, wow, I paid 2,000 per square foot, now Sentosa 1.6 only.
But you have to bear in mind, this condo was launched, the residence at W was launched in 2010.
Yes,
and
yes.
It was completed about a year or so later. Yeah. And so that means this development is more than 10 years old.
Okay.
Right? Number two is that it's fairly large. So the whatever price that you put on it, $2 million, $3 million, you divide by a fairly large floor area,
there we go.
You get much lower per square feet price.
Yes, yes.
But the other thing is also Sentosa Cove itself, right? It is a very nice resort-style waterfront kind of neighborhood, but it is not really that accessible to public transportation.
Yeah.
And since its heyday in the early 2000s up to after the financial crisis, 2010, is that the rest of Singapore, there's a lot of more infrastructure development in the rest of Singapore. You know, we got the Thomson East Coast Line, Cross Island Line, and all that. So Sentosa Cove kind of missed out on that.
Yeah.
Right? I don't see a MRT station popping up at Sentosa Cove or a popular primary school being relocated there either. So in a way, it is a bit like in a time capsule. So unless people buy into Sentosa Cove if you like that sort of resort living, but don't buy into it thinking that, oh, I will get high rental or I will, the property prices will rise for sure. Because the sellers are quite savvy investors. the seller of these remaining units, if they think they can sell at $2,000 or $2,200 per square feet, they will do so.
And that is brilliant perspective, because as you were talking about all of that, right, I was just thinking about the development over at Clarke Quay, I believe, launched about a year and a half ago, if I'm not wrong. That one went up really quickly, and that's because of all the connectivity. Nicholas, I wonder though, for developers looking at this as a case study, you know, people thinking about marketing new launches, is there a lesson we can learn here? Perhaps marketing Sentosa Cove for the ultra-rich, maybe that shouldn't have been the tactic.
Well, I think that Sentosa Cove, the earlier developers and earlier buyers actually made quite good profit. Right, the first few those developments that were launched all the way up to 2010 or before the financial crisis. In fact, Sentosa Cove at one time was a hotbed for speculators. Now, I think the other thing is that for developers, if the property is well served by public transportation, and because the cost of owning car in Singapore is ridiculously high. Singaporeans, tenants, especially foreigners, they won't be many of them won't be owning cars, and they need to rent because they are the backbone of our rental demand. If you are buying a unit to rent out, look for one where it is accessible to public transportation.
Of course. Practicality comes into play for sure. I mean, we're talking about a home, right? So it comes back, to your point early on that you made. If you're into that resort living type of lifestyle, perhaps a more retired lifestyle, I speculate there. But I do wonder as well, Nicholas, with regard to what City View Place Holdings has decided to do within the industry, is there talk that perhaps this is a desperate move when you slash the price by 40%?
I think what they did is what we call market to market.
Okay.
Because that is about the going rate for that sort of condominiums in that location. So they are just selling it. They are marking it to a price where they think that they can move the units quite at a reasonable pace.
Okay.
Because if they were to sell at say above 2,000 or 2,002, they might be selling like a handful of units every month. So it may not meet their timeline. Perhaps they have a certain timeline, a certain deadline that they have to sell everything.
Okay. Nicholas, if I own one of these houses, I wish, at Sentosa Cove, what's in my mind right now when I see these prices slashed? Is it first instincts for me to go, okay, then the value of my house is no longer as high? And it comes back to your point that you made earlier on, right? Those that thought that they buy this and it's an investment, they can get rental yield or sell it a little bit later on, make some money. Should I change my mindset? Should I change my approach if I have invested into one of these houses?
Well, for those who have currently owned condo units or houses in Sentosa Cove, I think this piece of news is a bit of a wake-up call. You know, okay. It basically means that the institutional investors is marking their assets to market. Yes, if the owner wants to, they are basically, some of them are sitting on paper losses. And if they are, but if they are happy with their properties, you know, the sun is still shining, the sea breeze is still just as cool, and the water is just as inviting, well, continue to enjoy Sentosa Cove for what it can offer. But if they want to liquidate, they want to sell now, unfortunately, they have to look at what's the going rate, which I think this new launch basically is going to set the rates in that area.
So this does play into the luxury residential market for at least the second half of this year then?
Not really, because Sentosa Cove, in a way, is only one part of that core central region, you know.
Okay.
It consists, core central region also consists of District 9, 10, 11, and the downtown core, and of course Sentosa Cove. So Sentosa Cove is just one part of it. The rest, I think there's another development in the CCR, Cascaden Reserve, that was also in the news recently about being sold also at a discount. And there's one, I think one commonality between the two of them is Cascaden Reserve was also completed, and so it's kind of sold as a completed unit. And the second thing is they are both 99-year leasehold properties.
So
that is, but the rest of the properties in the core central region, the freehold ones or the newer ones or those under construction, there's no signs of a fire sale. So developers are still able to hold on and basically wait for buyers to walk in.
Okay. So looking at that perspective, or having that perspective in mind, looking at the ratio of the type of people that perhaps own a property on Sentosa Cove, W Residence at Sentosa Cove, who would City View Place Holdings be targeting for this one? I mean, we talked about, you know, if a foreigner comes in, they have to rent a car and all that, but it doesn't sound really practical. Who are they going after? Retirees?
No, I think anybody who has their hands on their checkbook.
Too much money. and they love to play golf, I suppose.
Yes. I think right now what some of the potential buyers, because we're talking about properties going for $2 million to $4 million. Yeah. So they are looking, their agents are basically selling it, saying that, oh, you can buy it at suburban condo prices.
Right.
But I think people have to be just a bit more going with their eyes open, because if you buy in the suburbs, you might be able to rent it out. You might still have capital appreciation down here. I'm not sure, but to answer your question, I think that if let's say before all this ABSD hike that has happened in the last 3 years, the developers will probably be selling about 1/3 of the units to foreigners. Mm. But now, I think foreign buyers, those without PR status, will probably make up only about 10%, if they are lucky. Mm. Otherwise, the other 90% are Singaporeans.
Right.
And some PRs, yeah.
But probably not for this particular scenario, because it's a real reality check. I mean, you're talking about people who can afford, they've got their checkbook open. How many of them exist to make up these numbers? People worrying about jobs, worrying about inflation, all the other factors on top of cooling measures. But objectively speaking, Nicholas, I'm asking for a free housing agent advice here. Is it worth investing in this place right now?
If you're talking about investment, as in you're looking for capital appreciation and or capital rental yield, I think that's a bit of, it's a bit more risky. It's a bit more risky. Based on my studies, about almost 60%, 65% of the transactions in Sentosa Cove over the last 10 years has been unprofitable.
Yeah.
So that is a very huge number compared to the rest of Singapore, mainland Singapore, where majority of the resale transactions are profitable. So unfortunately, accessibility, I think in Singapore, accessibility to public transportation, to retail amenities, to good primary schools, all those play a much important factor when it comes to capital appreciation of your property.
All right. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate the perspective today. We've been speaking with Nicholas Mark, Chief Research Officer for Mogul.sg. Nicholas, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.